Thomas Wayne, Chief Human Resource Officer for the MBTA, is joining us on today's program. There's a job fair for the T coming up here in Quincy shortly and in other parts of our area as well. So first of all, nice to meet you, Mr. Wayne. Appreciate the opportunity.
Great to be here. Thank you for the introduction.
The T, of course, has been in the news a lot lately, good and bad, but most notably this week because of the new general manager taking the helm. So how's that going so far?
Oh, we're very pleased to have Mr. Ang on board and looking forward to this new chapter for us.
One of course, the biggest challenges for him and for the entire organization is understaffing, is that right?
That's correct. We currently do have our challenges with some openings, but I view those as opportunities. You know, clearly the timing of the opportunities coupled with you know, COVID, we have a number of retirements that have been not as timely as we would like, but at the same time, we want to maintain our service levels and improve those service levels, and we need staffing to accomplish that. So we're looking across several sectors of our business, particularly in operations. You've heard a lot about our need and desire to fill our bus operator positions, which we're looking to achieve.
Yeah, as you know, I'm sure, according to the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, 2,800 hires are needed within the next 12 months. Is that your goal?
That is indeed our goal. And again, some of those numbers are reflected based on separations and as relates to retirements and you know, other involuntary leaves.
So are there new positions being created as well as filling existing positions?
There are new positions being added to our 24 forecasts as well as vacancies that currently exist.
Okay, so what is the game plan for filling all those jobs?
We have a very engaging campaign as it relates to marketing our positions, you know, branding these roles and opportunities, looking at how competitive those positions can be paid, and also some incentives to fill those roles as well. We have a number of events that we've been planning over the, we'll be planning over the next 12 months to kind of meet those applicants where they are.
Right, I know one of them is going to be right here in Quincy later on this month. Tell us what will be happening, where and when and how folks participate in that.
Sure, excited about this. We have what we're calling an HR on the go with the MBTA event. We have retrofitted a bus with the for career services. We have both our staffing team, hiring managers, having individuals, you know, show up right where we will be. We will be receiving applications. We'll be interviewing on site, and in some cases, hiring on the spot if qualifications are met. But again, I think our intent here is to go into the communities directly where we know there are our applicants. So excited about that event.
Yeah, this will be April 22nd, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Wollaston MBTA station parking lot right there on Woodbine Street. What should potential employees bring to that event?
So if they go to our MBTA.com/careers, and pre-register for the event, so we can, you know, slot these individuals with the appropriate hiring managers and recruiting staff. It would expedite the process quite a bit. But if you are interested, please visit that website and come to that event during those timetables.
What type of you know, previous experience would you be looking for your new employees?
So it really would depend, again, the full, you know, gauntlet of opportunities will be available on site. We do have positions that do require prerequisite experience and background, but then there are other positions that, you know, outside of just some hiring prerequisites, we will train individuals for all the needs of that role. So as long as you're available and prepared to you know, meet the task, we welcome all applicants.
I know there. You mentioned there were some incentives, some sign-on bonuses. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. We more recently, for a lot of our entry-level pool positions, we picked our sign-on bonus from $4,500 to $7,500. We also increased training pay for some of these positions, which also include a healthy tuition reimbursement program up to $10,000 a year. We have a healthy benefits program as well as other benefit incentives.
So if you could, Mr. Wayne, talk about some of the actual positions available. I'm assuming across the entire gamut of the T, is that true?
That's correct. So we have, you know, bus operator, rail operators, we have service technicians, fuelers, need accountants, I need, you know, budget analysts. We have some administrative roles we're trying to fill as well as, you know, senior positions up to, you know, director of engineering, maintenance away positions. Again, I would take the opportunity to look at our website. You can see a lot of opportunities that you might have a match for and get a flavor for.
When will you kind of know when you've achieved your goal, when you'll be able to increase service? Because that's really the main goal, right, is to increase service for your passengers.
That is correct. So we have, you know, within our operation groups, you know, they have done their kind of target analytics as to what it would take from a staffing perspective to bring back service. So when those targets are achieved and the analytics of timing of both getting all of the appropriate machines up and running and getting, you know, the number of trains or number of buses in line, that would be the predictor of service being increased. But there are a number of factors.
Sure. When if someone is offered a position, about how long is the training for that position until they actually become, you know, full-fledged employees?
So it, in some cases, depends. I mean, there before, for instance, our bus operators is a 10-week training program. That's probably the most extensive program that we do have in terms of training. But anywhere from 10 weeks to 6 weeks of training. And then you will then get scheduled in accordingly for availability on our schedulers.
Now, it's for, say, bus operators, for train car operators, do they need that specialized license first, or will you also go through that process with them?
So we offer now an opportunity for you to obtain your CDL permit with us. So we actually provide the training necessary to take the exam. And then once upon completion, then you can then continue on with the regular training part of our program.
Okay. And for positions that are union positions, do folks have to join the union first and then apply for that position?
It would be part of the union. Yes, okay. That's correct.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to let folks know about right now?
No, I think it's an exciting time, you know, and it's always been an exciting time to be, you know, with the authority. You know, again, that we take a lot of pride in, you know, the service delivery model of public service. And, you know, for those who, you know, have that public service knack or want to participate at that level of giving back to their communities and the service that we deliver, you know, we're the perfect vehicle.
Yeah, for folks who maybe can't make it to this particular event in Quincy, or I know you have some virtual job fairs as well, but they would still like to apply, how do they best do that?
So I would continue to have them come to our mbta.com/careers site. They can apply to positions there. They can also apply to what we call interest cards, so you can express a variety of types of jobs that you're interested in. And then we will, as those positions come available, you will be informed of that opening and an opportunity to engage.
Okay, and I'm assuming there are, for some positions at least, certain types of background checks that folks would have to go through?
That is correct. We do an extensive background check, both Corey and a background on your previous employment.
All right. Good to talk to you. Appreciate the opportunity. We wish you the best, and we'll look forward to seeing you here in Quincy again, April 22nd, 10 to 1, at the Wollaston MBTA station.
Great. Thank you again. Pleasure.
Our pleasure. And thank you for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We will see you next time.